You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Scholars from around the country are at UC Berkeley this week for a conference exploring racial justice. It's called Race and Inequality in America, the Kerner Commission at 50. It refers to the commission created in 1968 by President Johnson to investigate the race riots of 1967 and explore frustrations in Black communities. This week, we're talking with some of the speakers. Chantel Buggs is a social scientist from Florida State University. Her research explores the intersection of personal relationships and racial justice activism. Last year, she interviewed dozens of women to see if civic involvement mattered for those whom they choose to date. She published a study called Dating in the Time of Black Lives Matter, exploring mixed-race women's discourses of race and racism. I caught up with Buggs in her office. First, I asked her what was happening at the time she did the research.
In Texas, where I did this research, you know, in Austin, San Antonio, and Houston, when I was going into the field to collect data and do these interviews, it was, you know, Sandra Bland's, you know, death had recently happened, and there was a pool party in Dallas where a young Black girl, you know, was thrown to the ground in a swimsuit, you know, by a police officer, and several other incidents, you know, that had occurred. And so I was doing interviews and people kept bringing it up. And so some women started talking about how they like would literally say, well, what do you think about this case? And they would like show the like one girl's telling me how she's like, you know, on a date with a guy and she like pulls up the video of the pool party. And she's like, what are your thoughts on this? And it just became very clear that it acts as this barometer. It's like, I expect you to have some opinion on this, and whatever your opinion is, I'm going to feel that that is reflective of something about you as a person, you know, and your values. So what became very clear to me also, right, is not only was this kind of literally shaping, right, these broader discourses about Black Lives Matter and the movement and police brutality, right, and what's going on in our country, you know, are really shaping how everyday people talk about race. And, you know, it's not just, you know, the news media or the political pundits. Like, we're literally having these conversations in our, you know, everyday, like, interactions. And the burden of how to even utilize it, right, and bring it up became much more, it was evident to me that it was more significant for women who could not pass into whiteness. So women who were mixed with Black, also, you know, women who were who identified as having, you know, Arab background. So, you know, they kind of tied it to their experiences with Islamophobia. So basically, if you were visibly, you know, a person of color, right, and could not pass into whiteness, like, you know, you kind of wanted to know where people stood on this because you would extrapolate from that.
Did you feel like Black Lives Matter or like the current situation, the current atmosphere specifically is challenging mixed race relationships?
I think it is. And I think, you know, not just for multiracial women, I think people across the board, whether they, you know, hold certain politics where they care about these issues, even if they are not Black or people of color. And I think certainly, you know, if they're people of color, I think that, you know, people are, lots of people, you know, have expressed to me. So like I'd written a blog post version of that article before that article was published. And I remember it was kind of making its rounds on social media. And I had all kinds of people telling me, yeah, like this is a thing that I do, you know. And I remember OkCupid actually instituted a match question shortly after I had finished collecting data. So I was already in analysis at that point. But they had a question, you know, that pops up that's like blank lives matter. And the two options to choose from are Black or all, right? So I'm like, someone suggested a question, right, about Black Lives Matter. It became a match question. I would love to know, you know, how people are answering that.
Right. But if it wasn't important, if it wasn't a factor that they're seeing as important, they wouldn't have put it up there.
Yeah, you know, and I think that this, you know, this stuff matters to people. Mm-hmm. And I think that someone who wants to date interracially, you know, or interethnically even, in, you know, the current, you know, U.S. Western world that we live in. Because I don't even think this would be just a problem just here in the States, right? Like, you know, I mean, I think with Brexit and the rise of the right in Germany and in France and, you know, and, you know, how people feel about, you know, refugees coming over from North Africa. I think that these tensions are, you know, are a lot of places, right? I don't think it's just the U.S. And so I think that it just contributes to some of the extra work, right, that people have to do to be in a caring relationship. I personally just do not believe that you can have a relationship across socially constructed boundaries, right, without, you know, having to thoughtfully contend with what those boundaries mean, how those boundaries impact you and your partner's life. And when that starts to break down is when people have issues. And, you know, I can't tell you countless, you know, multiracial people I know who have white moms and like the struggles they have because the white moms are so caught up in their whiteness, you know. So, you know, I think there are a lot of people who think that just because you have sexual or romantic or familial intimacy with a person of a different race, that that automatically means you're not racist or not prejudiced or that you can't perpetuate inequality.
Yeah.
That for me is super important, is to like illustrate how we're not going to be saved by mixed race people. We're not going to be saved by interracial relationships. Like, you know, even if people, you know, do all the work, you know, that those relationships require, is it, those in and of themselves, right, are not going to undo, you know, the patriarchy and white supremacy and all of these other, you know, larger systems that, you know, you create, right, and create inequality in our lives.